This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us on this live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
We're going to go back to the phones and the fun. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about humor. And offensive humor, humor that is morbid, black, dark, stuff that is, you know, obviously at the expense of somebody else or the expense of a tragic event or occurrence. Specifically, what started the conversation was a mattress store in San Antonio, Texas, that has put out an upsetting commercial for a lot of people, and now they're shutting down the store indefinitely, after having received death threats over what was a relatively kind of cutesy, fun commercial promoting a 9/11 weekend sale at said mattress store involving a couple of the store employees sort of falling into twin towers of mattresses that knocked them down. And it was, some would say, tasteless. Others would say cute, funny. I mean, everybody's got a different opinion, and that's the thing with humor. Sometimes it, you know, sometimes it's incisive and hilarious, and some people see it, and other people get offended by it. Some people love it. You know, everybody's different. So you can share your thoughts on when is too soon. Also, Stephen was on the line with us in North Carolina, and you'd actually change the topic, which you're always welcome to do here on Free Talk Live. You wanted to talk about Gary Johnson, the libertarian, and I'll put quotes around that, libertarian presidential candidate, who kind of botched it up to some extent on an interview this week about Aleppo, where he did not know what it was. Go ahead with your thoughts on that, Stephen.
Well, yeah, that was just basically it. But, you know, being a presidential candidate, he should be apprised of international politics. And something of that, you know, related to terrorism that way, I think he should be prepared and have a plan or at least a knowledge of the situation. But quite frankly, it's humorous. You can go to YouTube and put in Johnson fails Aleppo or whatever, and you can clearly see that he's just totally lost, and his eyes are darting around. He's just totally panic-stricken, lost. He has no clue. And then he went into a generic speech about, oh, yeah, we shouldn't be involved in international politics. And all he did was make a few circles and said nothing. So that was just basically it, you know.
Personally, well, ultimately, the United States really shouldn't be involved in international affairs, military, or political. So that's always a safe answer for a libertarian to give if they don't know. But, you know, at least he said he didn't know. It would have been a lot worse for him had he pretended to know and then said something really ignorant as a result of that. And I don't know. Go ahead.
Whenever it comes to a sensitive epicenter of that regard, that's kind of like having a clueless surgeon, though. You know?
Well, I didn't know exactly where Aleppo was either. I mean, I still couldn't tell you. Was it Syria? Is that where it is?
Syria, yes. Bashar al-Assad. In fact, there's the Hotel Aleppo. I was going to go there. It's $30 a night. They will warn you that gunfire is quite common. And mm-hmm. If you're an American and you're in Aleppo, Syria, they're going to think you're an American intelligence officer. So I'm not going to be going there anytime soon because, Jack, could you imagine me showing up there? You know, oh, gosh. I don't know. It's like this guy's either really insane or he's American intelligence because that's the only two white dudes in the area. Everyone else is killing and shooting each other. And I don't know about you, but my idea of a vacation is not to go where people are shooting and killing each other. So
there's a good chance that, you know, most people in America don't know where
Aleppo is. I guarantee you. We'll go
Aleppo
out and interview 1,000 people and I get the Aleppo. What? Huh? Syria?
It sounds a little bit like dog food.
Yeah.
They have a dog
Alpo,
food.
Alpo.
Yeah, very similar to it. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't expect everybody to know everything about all the, you know, the international intrigue or the goings-on out there. But I get where you're coming from, Stephen. You were disappointed in him. And I can tell you, I'm disappointed in Gary Johnson for a whole host of other reasons, mainly the fact that he doesn't represent the ideas of liberty in any kind of principled way. So to me, this is, you know, just a minor gaffe where he just didn't have information about a particular place and what was going on there. That is nothing in comparison to the fact that he is basically dragging libertarianism's name through the mud by being just completely clueless on the principles of liberty. And he's, you know, he's said on his website that he's not a principled person. He's basically admitted to not being a libertarian. Go ahead, Stephen.
I say exactly. He's completely clueless.
Thanks.
On that, apparently. But thank you for your time. But
thanks
myself,
for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Someone to protect our boundaries in our country, and that would be Mr. T for me.
Mr. T. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I mean, Gary Johnson, huge disappointment to a lot of us libertarians.
I'm not really that disappointed. I mean, he said, I don't know anything about that. That's a perfectly fine
answer. No, we're not talking about Aleppo here. I'm talking about the fact that he's not a libertarian. That's what's a huge disappointment.
And he's not a libertarian. Why now? Because I honestly,
to be a libertarian, you have to agree, basically, that you should not use, to advocate or actually use the threat of force to achieve political or social goals. That's what a libertarian is. That's what the Libertarian Party, which is only a portion of the libertarian movement, but that's what the Libertarian Party requires its members to sign in order to join the Libertarian Party. So at some point, Gary Johnson signed that statement. But the things that come out of his mouth make it pretty clear that he does not understand what it was that he has signed, or he's actively rejected what it was that he has signed, because he's not talking about that principle. He doesn't have any principles. He talks about how he judges issues based on costs and benefits. I mean, the guy's a populist. He's not a libertarian.
Well, it sounds like a politician to me.
Well, right, and that's
someone
the problem.
Someone knows what's the correct answer versus what do you really think.
And he is a politician, and that's a problem. He's not a libertarian, but yet he's being called a libertarian. Let's go to Scott, listening in Indiana to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
You know, I was wanting to talk about back to the jokes a little bit, but there's a famous quote. I'm sure you probably heard it. I did quite a few years ago, but it basically goes, comedy is tragedy plus time. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. You kind of given enough time and a joke told in a right way, it can actually be helpful. Now, like this Mattress Factory thing, this store, the reaction to it was way disproportionate. I mean, yeah, sure, you know, people didn't like it, and to be honest, I didn't like it either. I thought it was a tasteless joke. I'll admit to that, but I wouldn't have threatened them. I would have maybe said, you know, maybe I would have somebody, you know, with a little bit more sense of decorum in your commercials next time. But there are some great examples of comedy actually serving a good purpose, and I can point one out right off the top, and I'm sure you know this one too. Blazing Saddles. You know, what greater way totally to smash the whole idea of the ridiculousness that is racism by lampooning racism, where everybody gets made fun of. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say the word on the air, but there's one part where we'll take the Irish and a slur for Chinese people, but not the, you know, and the slur for black people, but not the Irish, you know, that great line. You know, there's so many jokes sprinkled throughout that movie. And many of the jokes written by none other than Richard Pryor, by the way. And that's a great example of comedy serving a great purpose, well above and beyond being arguably the funniest movie ever written. One that sadly never be made again today.
Wow, excellent points, Scott. Really appreciate you sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, I was going to mention one short story about a joke told, a tasteless joke told in a work environment that didn't go over well at all. And that was I was in the Navy for 4 years, and we had one of the guys in missile division and fire. He was a fire controlman. They're basically the guys who direct the missile fire. He told a joke while they're at quarters, which is basically where everybody musters and they tell them what they're going to be doing for the day in general, and they go on to work from there. They do that as a daily routine in the morning. But he told a joke that I'm not going to repeat, but it was a Holocaust joke. And number one, it was a pretty tasteless joke. But the other thing was...
Most Holocaust jokes are tasteless.
Yes, exactly. Well, here's the thing that got me was the chief who was in charge of the whole division, you know, he's the top enlisted man for the division, you know, a very senior enlisted man who'd been in serving in the Navy at that point. So he was a senior chief, so he'd been serving for at least 23, 24 years at that point. His name was Abram. Now, you would think that you would... You know, kind of make it quick in your head. That's a Hebrew-oriented name.
Hold that thought, Scott. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Again, lrn.fm on Skype. By the way, bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, you can call in about anything you want. The overarching topic tonight has been comedy, jokes, making jokes too soon after some sort of tragic event or death. Is there such a thing as too soon? Let's go back to Scott in Indiana. You were trying to drive at some point, but you know, we're nailed to the clock here sometimes on Free Talk Live. Scott, could you briefly recap? You were telling us a story. Sure. You were in the military. Just kind of start from the top and recap.
Sure, exactly. It's very, very, very brief. It's not too much to say, but as I said, we had a fire controlman when I was in the Navy. He was in a missile division, and he told a Holocaust joke with the division headed by a senior chief whose surname was Abrams. And as you probably already know, and most people probably know, Abram was the original Hebrew name for a man who later came to become known as Abraham in the biblical times. So that's traditionally a Hebrew name, not necessarily always. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, that was his first name, not his surname, but still, one would think it probably wouldn't be a good idea to tell that joke, especially not with a senior chief of that name. But anyway, rather than being really bad consequences, but what's funny about this, this is kind of amusing in a bad way, I guess. But later on, that same fire controlman, he said later he was out there just, you know, that day looking outside the chief's mess and saw the bunch of ball caps there hanging up. And he took one down and had Chief Abrams written off. He looked inside and saw the Star of David inside the crown of the hat. And then he realized, I've just told a very offensive joke to this guy who's obviously Jewish. So he was taken out of the division. It could have been much worse for the fire controlman that he was a third class, but he was, he moved him into engineering. He said, well, I'm not going to send you the captain's mast over this, but you're not going to be a fire controlman anymore. You're going to do this, which is, you know, I've never seen that done before. Most of the time they would have sent the old man for something like that, but he was punished for that. But
so he was demoted over a joke, huh? Wow.
Well, not exactly demoted. You could call it a demotion, but he wasn't busted. I mean, he still kept his rank. He just wasn't working as a fire controlman any longer. He was working in a job he hadn't been trained for. But he offended the wrong guy. And getting back to Blazing Saddles, that's what's sad to me, is that Blazing Saddles had really taken a lot of the bite out of racism anymore. And now it seems like, especially over the last about 10 years, we've become hypersensitive to racism. And all the advances by Blazing Saddles and movies like that lampooned racism seem to have gone backwards. People become hypersensitive, and they seem to use racism as a cudgel to silence people. It's a shame, because that movie, more than anything else, I think, took the bite out of it than anything else with humor.
Great call. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. Maybe Spaceballs 2 will save us all. Thanks for the call tonight.
And by the way, I am totally available. I think now gays are moving into the mainstream enough. If you make an anti-gay joke on your comment on your radio show, Ian, and you need to have an apologist for you, see, I can go on and say, look, Ian is very supportive, and he made a joke. Or Chris Campbell, I said, $5, $10, I'll be your shill, your cuck, or whatever, say whatever. And that was like, so basically, black people have Al Sharpton, and, you know, I'm willing to be the gay Al Sharpton equivalent if you say something obnoxious that offends a bunch of people who aren't even in your constituency. Just come on my show, and you'll have a pretend apology session. $10. We'll call it all even. And I think that would be a great idea. I mean, I could make a lot of money.
Well, like I say, I don't even remember jokes, so it would be very hard for
Jesse
me to tell
Jackson
a joke that I wasn't reading.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, I say, boy, they get a lot of money. And I'm just going, I need to get in on some of this being offended issue being bad for business dollars.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ian. He's in China on Skype. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, I'd like to go back a bit to the 911 and how the Chinese people view this.
Okay.
The Chinese people really are, believe it or not, a kind, sweet, and loving people by nature.
Most people are.
And it every time the major media shows it, it tears their heart out.
You're saying every time the media shows
every
that they're
time
loving?
The media shows, no, they show the buildings crashing.
Oh.
They interview people. They rehash this crap. It makes a lot of people very sad. The Chinese people can't process. And they blame the major media. They can't process that so many thousands and thousands of people would die so quickly in a country that most of them wish they lived in. The lineup of people in China who want to go to America has no end. And they see this. They see the major media stirring it up, not letting it go, stirring it up and keeping people thin-skinned and afraid. That's my first two observations.
So the state media is still bringing this issue
no,
up?
No, state media is not. But MSNBC, Yahoo News, these people are just into it.
Are there Chinese versions of MSNBC?
No, but you remember, China is a nation with 700 million English students.
Ah, okay, right.
A lot of people here speak some English. The other big challenge here, and it's a challenge, is nobody knows explosives like the Chinese, okay? They invented these things.
Sure, firecrackers, fireworks,
and,
sure.
In, right, in China, when a building gets old or unsightly or out of the way, they, even if it's 35 stories tall, they knock it down. They don't rebuild it, renovate it. Mm-hmm. They, as they say, pull it down. And I've seen them, I saw a 56-story building pulled down. And they all fall neatly in their own footprint. And I've spoken one very good friend named Wei Feng, who's a master at building demolition. He says, I've watched those videos again and again. He said, it's impossible. It's, he calls
what
it
videos
his collection
again
payout.
And again?
He's talking about 9/11.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah, forgive me. I'm not being clear.
Yeah,
he
watched
videos of the building collapses in 911. And he watched them, and he has what he calls the debris pile, which he says where the major amount of debris collects. He said the debris piles on the towers and Building 7, he said the debris piles are works of art. He said somebody really did a good job of containing the debris pile. Then he flips over and says, how was this an act of terror? How did two airplanes put them in the debris tower when it would take his crew a month to drill, size up, measure, and prepare a building?
TJ, did you want to comment here? You're making some indications that...
Well, it sounds to me that he doesn't believe that 9/11 was done by airplanes. It sounds like you are hinting it's like beating around the bush to see if what we'll say. Are you...
I'm sorry.
It sounds pretty clear
he's openly asserting that those buildings were deliberately demolished.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people who've suggested that over time. Thank you for the call, Ian. I appreciate it. We're not going to get into it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that's a, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. It's been floated for, you know, a decade and a half at this point, and you know, I don't feel like rehashing it. You can bring up anything, though, if you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dan, you may bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help support Free Talk Live and get a huge discount on your Amazon purchases, then go to saveitpurse.com and start your shopping. Saveatpurse.com. What saveitpurse.com allows you to do, if you have Bitcoin, is save easily 10, 15, 20% off of anything, almost anything that Amazon sells through their store. So what you do is you go to Amazon, you put your stuff that you want on a wish list, you import that wish list in at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and then you select the discount you want. Now, the higher the discount you choose, the longer it may take to fulfill your order. Like I did 25% the other day on a video game. It took about 3 days for that order to get fulfilled. But if I were to have done 15%, it might have taken 3 hours. So as long as you're willing to wait for a little bit, you can get tremendous discounts if you have Bitcoin. That's the key. That's what you need to make this work. And you also need to go to SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, first up, we got Steve. He's in Indiana. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right, there you are.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. Hey, I got a tasteless joke for you.
All right.
Well, subject to the FCC. Yeah. Remember, we have FCC people who will get mad at us if someone complains. So we have our finger on the dump button,
keep
sir.
That in mind. Just the seven words. There's seven words you can't say.
It doesn't include any of those.
All right,
okay.
Great.
You may have already heard it. I don't know. So, are you still there?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. What's the difference between the real Jesus and the picture of Jesus?
Uh-oh.
The difference between the real Jesus and a picture of Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty tasteless. I don't
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right. It only takes one nail to hang the picture. Pretty bad, right?
All right. Is that all you had for us, Steve?
That's all I got.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yep, you can call in with a tasteless joke. That's totally legit here on Free Talk Live. It's really open phones anytime. You got a tasteless joke you want to tell us anytime, any night. It doesn't have to be tonight.
I'm reminded of Dogma, that Matt Damon film with Ben Affleck came out, I think, 99. And I remember people were so up in arms. They were like, it's making fun of Jesus. And I said, well, in their defense, you know, the Jesus I've seen is hanging on the crosshair. I'm like, boy, that's just an uplifting. He's hanging there all dead with nails in his hands. And I'm just going, ooh, that gave me the willies as a kid. And, you know, I'm so glad as an adult it's a little bit more able. But, I mean, adults sometimes look at children and go, what's wrong with them? They're afraid of some dude hanging there dead on the cross.
So, I just looked up crucifixion jokes. I'm sure that's not the only one out there. You can, of course, share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Cell 411. I've got Cell 411 on the mind here. There's a pretty cool new doodad that they've come out with, an actual physical button that you can press. Why are you sighing?
You're a play toy boy. I know exactly what kind of dude you are. I can see you. Oh, I have a new DSLR camera. I see that look in your eye. You're like, oh, they have a new play toy. And I'm going, oh.
This is not a play toy. This is serious business.
Cell 411, I know.
Cell 411 is an emergency alert app that allows you to inform your neighbors, your friends, your family members, even members of the public who are also Cell 411 users, to emergencies that might be happening in your life. I mean, this isn't a toy. This is a pretty serious piece of hardware.
I know. It's an amazing piece of engineering.
That we were sent to actually by Virgil, who's the creator of Cell 411. I highly recommend people check it out. Go to getcell411.com. Actually, Derek J. Freeman just posted up a blog about it over at freekeen.com. I'll be sharing that out on our Facebook page as well. So, anyway, we've got him here in the studio. We'll be giving him to all the Free Talk Live co-hosts, and I'm sure we'll talk more about him as time goes on. Getcell411.com. Go check that out as we go to the phones here and talk to Socrates. He's on Skype. Go ahead, Socrates. You're in New Hampshire. Hello, Socrates. Socrates going once. Socrates going twice.
No, Socrates is here. Socrates
Hello.
Is here.
You're on the air.
If you guys brought up Gary Johnson briefly, which presidential candidate do you think guaranteed Mitt Romney a spot in his administration?
That would be Gary Johnson.
That would be Gary Johnson. So the question really pertains, if you're a libertarian, right? Mm-hmm. Who do you think's policies would be more libertarian if it comes down to Donald Trump and Gary Johnson? And the more nuanced that you look at it, Gary Johnson's poll just came out, just had a poll in New Hampshire. Sure, he's pulling at 14%. And I really think this is destructive. So if you wanted to do a protest vote, if it came down to Donald Trump and Gary Johnson, if I was forced to vote, which I wouldn't, but I would pick Donald Trump at this point.
Because, really? Why?
Yeah. Why? Because he actually has the potential to, as Lou Rockwell said, accidentally do some good. And what he means by that is, he said, there's never been a businessman that's actually been authoritarian. It's generally good, but you do generally have either pawns that are usually run.
Wait. Who said there's never been a businessman who's been an authoritarian?
Lou Rockwell.
That's a ridiculous statement.
He had a podcast. Yeah, he had a podcast that came out 2 days ago. It's the title of it is "Should We Like Trump for the Enemies He's Made?" And what they actually have a nuanced discussion between him and Tom Woods and one of the other guests. And they actually had a debate in terms of what good could come out of Trump if it came down to it. And he looked at Gary Johnson. And the problem with Gary Johnson is, if that guy actually did ever get elected, all that would happen is that you would have Mitt Romney's 2012 administration, essentially running the campaign. And that would do such immense damage to the reputation of actually ever having a libertarian movement to the country that he looks at Donald Trump. And he looks at Donald Trump as somebody that because he's
I don't know if I can bring I don't know if I can bring myself to vote for Gary Johnson. I really don't. I mean, for the reasons you're pointing out here, but at the same time, I don't think I could vote for Donald Trump either. I mean, I don't think I can vote for any of these people. Hillary Clinton, Trump, Stein, Johnson, all of them.
Why do I have to vote? Why do I need to get Gary Johnson's permission if I want to smoke pot? Not hypothetically. Why do I have to get Gary Johnson's permission or Donald Trump's permission or Hillary Clinton's permission? I think I'm an adult and I can make my own decisions, is what I'm saying.
Well, the reason why people vote
they tap dance around it because you ask them flat, am I an adult? Do I have the right to smoke cannabis or not? And they'll be like, I think it's a very complicated issue.
No, I think Gary Johnson would say that. Gary Johnson's not very libertarian, but on the issue of cannabis, he's got that one right.
I see both sides of the issue, and I understand how drugs both improves and destroys lives. And I'm just listening to this going, yes, so what do you think? They never say what they think. They just go with whatever they've been prepared with. Mm-hmm. And they know
better. Tom Woods pointed out that Gary Johnson has a problem where he seriously at the core has what he called zero intellectual curiosity whatsoever. And that makes him a really dangerous person. And he pointed this out because he was asked a question in one of the debates. Were dropping the bombs, the atomic bombs in Hiroshima and World War II, a good thing, a bad thing, or should the U.S. apologize for it? And he goes, I have no idea, right? And the idea was like, he's like, have you never considered the idea that it's not very hard to just say like, lots of people died,
right? Bad thing.
That's a bad thing, right? You don't have to be like, well, let's say look at the cost benefit analysis.
So was it 100,000 innocent people or something like that, or more than that? Ridiculous.
You just can't argue with. It's like, well, perhaps the mass amounts of deaths of civilians were perhaps a long term benefit because the radiation poisoning that we infected them with. It's quite a scary thing.
He's not very impressive when he's on these interviews. He's not good at thinking on his feet. And, you can argue it's because he's not well-informed, but the thing is, as a libertarian, which he's not, but if he were a libertarian, he'd be able to answer a lot of these questions without missing a beat, because the answer is always freedom, and the answer is always non-aggression. But for him, he's got to come up with some sort of political answer, because, well, he's not an actual libertarian. Socrates, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and TJ here, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can get on the line, sound just as good as Socrates and Ian have. Skype generally sounds pretty great. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here in the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got a live Sunday edition, so if you don't make it in tonight, no problem. We can always get you in tomorrow night. There's always more time for Free Talk Live. We do it 7 nights a week, and you can join us live anytime at freetalklive.com. You can also listen to us on a bunch of great radio stations all around the country. And if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We invest that into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, more internet connections, bring more people to the ideas of freedom, because that's one of the things we do pretty well here on Free Talk Live. You can help us with that. You can get access to special perks for amplifiers like the AMP Only call-in lines. There's the AMP Only Facebook group as well as the AMP Only podcast. So go and get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You can use any major card through PayPal. And then there's also Bitcoin, which you can AMP with Bitcoin now, which is awesome. So go to AMP, A-M-P, AMP.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we got Dave. He's in Statesville, North Carolina, listening to WSIC. Hey, Dave.
I'm better. And I wasn't treated too well when I came back to my country, but I wasn't thin-skinned. I said, I understand their arguments, their misunderstanding of the fact that I had to serve my country because there was a draft available at that time. But I just kind of moved on with my life and, you know, just operated a little bit undercover and just tried to keep, you know, people from knowing exactly what my background was. But now everybody's so thin-skinned about even the smallest issues.
Do you feel like it's worse today? Do you feel like it's actually that people are thinner-skinned today than they were in the past?
I do, and it bothers me when I see an entire grouping of caskets of soldiers coming back from battles they fought overseas. And this guy that refuses to stand for the national anthem will not go through those dead bodies and pick out the black members and take the flags off of their caskets.
Well, I won't stand for the national anthem either, because I don't support the United States. I think it should be broken up. I think we need to have 50 separate states, and we don't need the United States. So why bother standing for the national anthem?
Well, as far as that goes, I would like to secede right now.
Right on. See? Yeah. Uh-huh. See? Everybody loves secession.
Now, how old are you, my good sir?
That would be great. I'm 63 years old.
So you've had a lot of time to think about it. So, you know, I worked in D.C. or around D.C., and there's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. There's 57,000 names of dead people whose lives were cut short. And I just wanted to ask you, in honesty, was it worth it? We have 57,000 dead people. And
no.
No?
Is absolutely like, it, not.
And that's some people still say, no, we had to do it. And other people say, no, it was a way. It's like, well, you know, the nice thing, I say, you know, a lot of people lost a lot of good people over there and have painful memories. And the
including
nice thing,
the
survivors are the ones
the
who
Vietnamese
are,
as well.
Yes. And yeah. The nice thing
well,
is, you know, that's why we like peace.
Situation.
We like peace because people tend to be a lot happier when people aren't killing and shooting each other. That's
we can't
honestly
police the entire world.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and that's what we were doing in Vietnam. I realized that after we left.
Well, we tend to be wiser when we get older, and, you know, we realize things at 70, 80, that we don't always realize when we're 20.
Well, right, and the government is taking advantage.
We forget, yeah.
The government it takes advantage. Now, it was drafting people at that time, but now they're just, you know, brainwashing young people into joining their, you know, their aggressive military going all around the world. I'm glad you're on board for secession, Dave. I'm with you. Let's keep talking about it so people can take it seriously as an idea that time has come again. Thank you for your call here tonight. I appreciate it. And, yeah, great viewpoint there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if we've ever had somebody call in who, I mean, maybe it has happened, but, you know, I don't recall very many people supporting the Vietnam War. I mean, it just, people are generally, you know, they think that was a huge mistake.
Well, I can understand if you went off, if I look at some of these soldiers, especially the ones who go special forces training, they're in 35-degree water, and you want to ask them, then that's one of the great mental things they do, is they're like, this is voluntary. There's plenty of jobs out there you can have. You do not have to be a Navy SEAL. Just ring the bell, I'll buy you a steak dinner, hot coffee. You don't have to do this. And that will crack so many men. They might be big and strong physically, but they just, you have to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of admirable. But at the same time, I said, I hope you don't take your last breath when you're 70 and feel you got duped. Because I'm just going, boy, this looks miserable. Who wants to be out here in 35-degree water, you know, nearly drowning and, you know, 4 hours of sleep a week? This looks like hell. In fact, that's why they call it Hell Week.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And people choose to do that for their living. I'm like, wow. Okay. Well.
Well, it's an accomplishment. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But unfortunately, what you accomplish is that you serve the interests of politicians, whether you're in the Navy SEALs or the Army or whatever. After you've gone through whatever the training is, you are their tool, and they will do with you what they want, unless you have the courage to say no, which most of them
don't. That sounds
don't.
Kind of like what a master and slave relationship. Master, may I please do something? Yes, we give you permission to do it. Or, no, you don't have the right license. Whack. And, of course, I've said, has there ever been a time in history where the slaves or serfs have gone to their master and said, you know, we would really like to be recognized for the right to be free. You know, just be able to, we're not bothering anybody. We'll mind our own business. If we want to drink moonlight, you know, hooch from Daddy's Sill in the Appalachians, I don't see why the ATF needs to mount a task force with a tank and say someone's not paying their taxes on their moonshine. I just fail to see why.
I mean, they're a criminal gang who they want to get their money for, you know, they want to get their cut of anybody that's transacting any kind of business out there, because that's what a criminal gang does. You know, they pretend like they offer you services and protection and all that, but it's a bunch of nonsense. Of course, you know, as anybody who's paying attention knows, the U.S. military is going around making it more dangerous to be an American by bombing and killing people. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I do agree with you that, you know, I really feel that Barry Johnson is just a politician, and he's also a Republican. And, you know, it's a Republican strategy trying to deceive us so that they could split the progressive vote with the so-called Libertarian Party and then help Donald Trump get elected. So when they say they threw him out because he likes pot, that's all just conjured up malarkey. It's just a ploy just to think that he's different. But he's the purpose is to split up the Democratic vote two ways.
Well, that's interesting, Sarah, because a lot of people would say the opposite is the truth, and that Johnson will split the Republican vote rather than the Democrat vote. But the truth of the matter is that libertarians, if you actually had a real libertarian running, that the libertarians would pull votes from both of the major candidates, and as well as attract voters who otherwise would not have participated. So no, it's not true that libertarians are going to appeal more towards one political party or another. But I know where you're coming. I get where you're coming from, that you think he is going to be some sort of a spoiler. Thank you for the call tonight. It's one of the common objections that we hear as third-party candidates is, oh, you shouldn't be running. You're going to take votes away from one candidate or the other.
Ralph Nader, yeah, I think I was we had to hate Ralph Nader for some reason. I think whoever I was dating at the time.
He hated Ralph Nader?
He hated Ralph Nader because that allowed George W. Bush to steal the election from Gore. So that would have been 2000 then. Oh, that was a delightful. Oh, that was. I was cackling with glee when that Electoral College came down to Florida, and it was so close. And I'm like, this is the problem with voting. Just, it's so. And you had this big brouhaha. And I was like, hey, whoever's willing to pay more to be president, that's who should get the job.
I mean, what does it matter? I just feel like it doesn't even. This year. It just doesn't even really matter to vote in the national election.
I look at the math going, yeah, each side's going to spend $500 million to get a job that only pays $400,000 a year. Something seems kind of wrong. I don't think they're running for the money.
No,
I think they're running for something other than the money.
It's the power, obviously.
It's kind of a bad reason to be in politics if you're there for the power.
That's the reason why they're in politics. I mean, that's what it's all about. Yeah, money comes with it. You know, there's definitely backroom deals. And
we expect our politicians to not be humans, because you realize humans are all flawed.
Yeah.
And you put them around money and
power. You give them power, and then they become
you know what
up.
Happens? The story's the same every time. You give a flawed human being money and power, and just it always
ends up
bad.
Right, which is why
bad.
I'm just not excited at any of
and
these
And that's why
candidates.
You give the government a lot of power. Well, the government's made up of people just like you and me.
Right, people believe that these presidential candidates are somehow
people with anger issues.
Better people, and they're
not.
Try
to make them mad, Ian.
We know they're not better people.
Be afraid.
Don't be afraid, because that's what they want.
Halloween's coming up. I'm trying to give a teaser.
That's what the government wants. They want you to be afraid, and if you can beat your fear of them, then that puts you a few steps ahead.
Don't be afraid.
Thanks, TJ, for coming in here
tonight.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy your weekend. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.